What's up, TV fans? Review Fix Editor-in-Chief Patrick Hickey Jr. here to talk about the pilot episode of AMC's Comic Book Men. Let me just say right off the bat that I didn't watch Comic Book Men the night that it premiered. Well, at the time it premiered. It was kind of something that I didn't really know about. I got home from work. It was late. I was hoping to maybe catch a late recap of The Walking Dead, and I stumbled on the show, and I watched it, and I totally dug it. Simply put, this isn't a show for everyone. It's got some structure issues, and it's got some feel issues, and the fact that at times it's like, is this a podcast? Is this them taping a podcast? Like, you know, the Mike and the Mad Dog show, or like Boomer and Carlton, are they just basically taping their radio show? And then at other times it feels like Pawn Stars, where they have people come in and sell things, and they bring in, you know, expert, you know, appraisers and things like that. And then they even have another moment where it feels like a reality show, where the guys go off to a flea market. It's kind of like the show doesn't know exactly what it wants to be. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because in the end, it's still a fun show. Kevin Smith is hilarious. Brian Johnson is great. Walter Flanagan's great. Ming Chen's great. I mean, the cast is awesome. Mike Zapkick, he kind of keeps everyone, like, even keel. And he's this mellow guy, and Walt is just a super-duper comic book geek, and he's immediately recognizable because he's been in, like, every single Kevin Smith movie. If I had to compare Ming to someone, I would probably compare him to Chum Lee in Pawn Stars, and the fact that he's the abuse case. But unlike Chum Lee, he's not an idiot. He's a smart guy, and he knows his comic books, and he's a little weird. But at the same time, have you ever met somebody that works in a comic book store that's not a little, like, weird? I mean, seriously. Finishing up my master's, it was right across the street from Midtown Comics in the city, in New York City. And the guys in there were all weird, but you know what? Like, if I ever wanted to have a conversation about comic books for 10 minutes before class started, I knew I could have a good one with them. That's kind of all they were good for, as they were really only capable of that, but awesome guys, and a few girls, awesome girls, like, just cool people. And Comic Book Men is essentially a show about five guys that are cool people. Kevin Smith is the man. Kevin Smith is a great director. He's directed some of my favorite movies, and just some really good cult classics, Chasing Amy, Clerks, Clerks 2, you know, even Red State. Red State was pretty cool. So, he gives that show an instant credibility. Walt is very interesting. He's Kevin's friend for a long time. He's a lot of fun, and he's really into his comic books and stuff. Same thing goes for Michael and Ming, but Brian Johnson is an absolute pisser. I mean, the guy looks like Kevin Nash in the Thor movie, the bad one, the one that was on Sci-Fi that probably you guys have no idea what I'm talking about. He looks like Odin from the sci-fi Thor movie, and he's snarky and nasty, but he's hilarious, and everyone knows a Brian Johnson. It's so funny that he doesn't even work there, but he's always there. He's like Cosmo Kramer meets Odin. He's just a super cool, wacky character. And it's like they go out for they go out to a flea market, and they're trying to sell some of the extra stuff they have, and he's actually selling stuff with them. So it's kind of like he works there, but he doesn't get paid. He just hangs out there and talks about comic books all the time. I mean, he's crazy. He's a crazy guy. But he's fun to watch. And I think in the end, regardless of the structure problems, and if you're not into comic books, this probably isn't a show for you. But if you are into comic books, and you just like BSing about comic books, and listening to guys that are funny, and don't take themselves too seriously, this is a great show to watch, and the time that it's on, it kind of just flows very quickly, and it left me wanting more. And you know, I've read some other reviews online, and they were saying that it was junk and whatnot, but you really can't recommend this show to everybody. So if you're the type of person that has spent, you know, some of their time, some of their travels in comic book stores around the country, and you always get that warm, cozy feeling when you're inside, and you feel like you could have a conversation with the guy about anything when you're in there relating to comic books, so let's not get a little too weird, then Comic Book Men is probably the show for you. If not, you'll probably find it pretty boring and pretty nerdy, and you'll think all the characters on the show are weird. And even if you enjoy the show, you'll probably feel the same way, but you'll love them for their weirdness. So I think that's the big difference.